Sparkleberry tree. And it, I guess it's kin to gooseberry, but it's a much inferior fruit. The tree gets bigger. It's very fine grained wood, which is good for furniture making.
Mm-hmm. What kind of berries do they, what would you get at the store here?
Strawberries. Blueberries. I forgot blueberries.
What about a berry that's got a rough surface? Some of them are red and some are red and black. Starts with an R.
Do they grow here?
I don't think they grow further north.
I don't know the name. A raspberry.
Uh-huh. Do they grow here?
They don't grow here.
And you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were. You tell someone, you better not eat those. They might.
They may be poison.
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out?
Poison ivy. That's all I want to know about poison ivy.
How can you recognize poison ivy?
Well, I know how to tell the shape of the leaf.
Are there a certain number of leaves? Or
certain number of leaves and the shape of the leaf. I don't believe I could describe it to you, but if I saw one, I'd recognize it.
How many leaves are there?
You mean all these tendrils?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you'd say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
And you'd say, that's the book that you, what, me, for Christmas. That's the book that you
gave me for
Christmas. Okay. You'd say, you have, what, me, many books.
You've given me many books.
Okay, and when I'm finished with it, I'll
return the books.
Or I'll what it back.
I would bring them back.
Or you'd say, those boys get mad and what each other.
Fuss at each other.
Or they
fight.
Okay, you say yesterday they
they fought.
And ever since they were small, they have
been fighting.
Or they have
fought each other.
And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year, my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never.
No, I have never climbed.
And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask
my husband.
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask
my wife.
Any joking ways they refer to each other?
Oh, yes. Like my better half and oh, my boss. The madam. That's all I can think of.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be a
divorcee. No, you mean he left her, they hadn't been divorced.
But did you ever hear the term grass widow?
Yes, that's what she is. She's a grass widow.
Is a grass widow one who's
one whose husband has left, but they're not divorced.
Uh-huh. Is that the term used seriously around here?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. She is a grass widow.
And the man whose child you are, he's your
the man whose what?
Whose child you are, he'd be your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
grandparents.
Okay. What if people call their father and mother?
Well, it varies on what I call mine mom and dad. I know a lot of people call them father and mother. I know a lot of people call them pop and mom. My children call me by my first name.
By your first name?
By my first name. Both my kids call me Charles. So it just varies. Mm-hmm. I think I would say majority of people say dad and mom.
Mm-hmm.